Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I think I don't need to remind all of us that we have actually entered into the last month of the year. Last month. Can you imagine that? We are coming to the end of the year 2013. And very soon the year will be out, and then we will be entering into a new year. And what it means is that we are 1 year nearer to the soon return of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The point really is, when He comes, are we ready to meet Him? What kind of account will we be giving ourselves to Him? How are we going to present ourselves before Him? Are we going to hear Him say to us, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant"? I trust we may address this very, very important questions every day, particularly as we come to the end of another year. Now, this morning, my message is, be like-minded one to another. Be like-minded one to another. You'll find that the last two messages and the message today are pretty related. Yes, we are coming to the end of the study of the book of Romans. I think we've taken something like nearly 3 years to do that, right? But the mix up is that we had other messages given from this pulpit. Now, the topic this morning is, be like-minded one toward another. Perfumes. I'd like to talk about perfumes first of all. Perfumes, I suppose, are very, very expensive, or some can be very, very expensive. That's why they come in small, very, very exquisitely made bottles. Yes, very expensive. I was curious to find out how expensive perfumes could be. And so I went into the net when I was preparing this message. And you guess what? The most expensive perfume sold in the market cost something like $500,000 for 1 kilo of perfume. $500,000 for 1 kilo of perfume. That works out to be something like $500 per gram. What it means is this: you take your perfume, and if it's a spray from a spray bottle one, that's $500. If you're not happy with that, there's another $500,000. So it's very expensive. And this expensive perfume, if you like to know the brand, is called Majesty Imperial, produced by this company called Clive Christian Perfumes. I'm not advertising for this company, by the way. Yes, every single drop of this perfume is very, very expensive, very, very precious, I suppose. But no matter how precious any perfume can be, it cannot be more precious than the precious ointment that was prepared by Moses, according to the formula given by the one true living God, for the purpose of anointing the high priest.